Okay. Recording in progress. Everybody hear that?
Yep.
Got it.
Okay, we have one more person joining us. So first item was public comment. Any public comment? No? Okay. Joe, you want to make a motion to approve the warrants?
Yeah, I would move that we approve the warrants as submitted.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so now we have to schedule a public hearing for July 18th on the cleanup of 14 River Road, property maintenance at 14.
Oh, yeah.
You have to read this thing?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have it open. Can somebody?
I have it.
Yeah, I can't minimize. So I can't.
Whereas the code inspector has issued a notice of violation to the last known owner / person in control of premises situated at 14 River Road, that said premises are in a cluttered or unclean condition, and ordering the removal of litter, debris, junk, and rubbish from said premises. And whereas the Board of Trustees has been informed that the aforesaid litter, debris, junk, and rubbish have not been removed from said premises, although the owner person in control has been given more than 10 days to effect such removal. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the Village of Grandview on Hudson shall hold a public hearing on the 18th day of July, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. at the Village Hall, 151 River Road, Grandview, New York, 10960, and by Zoom, to determine if the continued deposit of said litter, debris, junk, and rubbish on premises known as 14 River Road is a public nuisance or a public health hazard, and be it further resolved that the last known owner person in control of said premises shall be given written notice of said public hearing by certified mail, return receipt requested at least 5 days prior to the date of such hearing.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
If anybody doesn't understand that one, it's just as a property close to the bridge on the river that has no structure on it, and it's fallen into serious disrepair that's irking the neighbors. So we've been notifying the property owners, and they haven't done anything about it yet. So this gives us the right to do it ourselves and then bill them for it on their tax bill.
Good.
So
I think it's outrageous that they haven't responded and taken care of it.
Okay, the next item, we want to schedule a public hearing on a package of local laws that'll be about the sidewalk. And I've invited on Facebook public comment on this. So we have a month before this will come up. So anybody in the public who wants to make suggestions, like obvious things like no bicycles except children on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Also, it's already in our local laws that you have to plow, I think, within 8 hours after the snow stops. We were never rigorous about it before because a lot of homes didn't have a sidewalk.
Right, right.
But now that everybody does, then everybody is responsible for plowing.
Yeah, the bike issue takes on new meaning because it's a continuous sidewalk. You could see bikers like, you know.
Well, we're looking,
what do we do if people are biking on the sidewalk?
They're not allowed to.
No, I know that. But what can we do to get them caught and?
Well, the only thing you can do is call Piermont.
Call Piermont.
Yeah, I hope that, yes. Yeah, because it's a traffic violation.
Yeah.
Now, we're looking at modeling somewhat on the New York City law, which exempts small children on tricycles or, but absolutely nothing motorized, like no motorized bikes, no motorized scooters, things like that.
Yeah. But regular bikes are not allowed on it either.
Right, adult bicycles are not allowed.
That's what I thought.
So we're modeling it on that. But the third component is about vegetation. you know, the overgrowth of vegetation onto the sidewalk. And I'm especially concerned because in past years we've had problems with poison ivy. Even something like daylilies can be really annoying because they stain terribly, the pistils, pollen stains horribly. But we want homeowners to clear the stuff that grows.
If you remember,
there's also a problem of not being able necessarily to get your snowblower, the man who removes your snow, to do the sidewalk in exactly the time that is requested.
I know, but we've never been that hard-assed about it. You know,
because
the problem in Grandview, and everyone who's never dealt with this before, like I've always had a sidewalk, so I've always had to deal with it, is that, you know, you plow it and then the plow comes through again and you have to plow it again.
Yeah.
So we've been fairly liberal about when, you know, it's like when they stop plowing the road, you should be cleaning up your sidewalk. But the other thing is,
you certainly don't want to pay to have the snow removed twice.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I would really resent that.
Well, you've never dealt with it.
Yes, well, I have. I've made sure that they've cleared the grassy, muddy part. I didn't have a sidewalk, but I made sure that they did do that. And I've already talked to the guy who does my snow removal about the fact that it's absolutely a law now.
The other thing is with vegetation is we've arbitrarily tentatively said like 6 feet, 6 inches, that there shouldn't be any limbs lower than 6 feet, 6 inches. Somebody should be able to walk the whole road, you know, without tripping over vines.
I'm paying to have all mine cut down, no matter how tall they are, so they can't.
Well, yours don't really hang over. There are places where
they're potentially hanging over if they grow anymore. I just want to get rid of them and forget about it.
Okay, so we have to schedule a public hearing. There, can somebody read the resolution on that?
Which page is that?
Item five, I think.
Failure to comply?
No, agenda item five. Resolve that a public hearing be held on Board of Trustees of Village of Granby on Hudson on the 18th day of July, 2022, 7:30 p.m. Village Hall, 151 River Road, New York, 10960, by Zoom, and to consider the adoption of a proposed local law entitled, quote, a local law in relation to maintenance of sidewalks and prohibiting bicycle riding on sidewalks, and be it further resolved that copies of the aforesaid local law be available for public review at the office of the village treasurer and on the village website, and be it further resolved that the village clerk is hereby authorized and directed to publish and post notice of time and place of such public hearings in the manner provided by law. That's it. Motion.
Second.
Favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I think we've covered the two public hearings we have.
Now, what about the public hearing about the meeting video conferencing?
Oh, right. How come that's not on the list? Don't we have to have a public
hearing? It is. That's item seven.
Oh.
Okay. Is it a discussion? Do we need a public hearing or is it just a resolution?
The discussion includes the resolution.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. And let's go through item six first. What do we do with this? You know, the Roadrunners have always done this, but I don't think by 9/11 we're going
to
be.
I think we should flip it to Skip.
I agree. I don't think
he's going to allow anything. He said he would not allow any events until the construction was completely done. Let's let him take care of this.
Okay, Joe, why don't you talk to Skip? And I don't know if you saw my email to you earlier because I thought you had a great point.
I'll take care of that tomorrow, yeah. Right?
And when you talk to Skip, you can bring both things up. If Skip says, oh, fine, let them run, then we want indemnification from them.
Yeah, we sure do.
Break an ankle.
Yeah, who knows what state the road's going to be in on September 11th? They may be doing the road around September, don't you think?
Yeah, I think Skip was pretty adamant by saying that he was not going to allow any road functions, bike races, runnings, marathons, anything. Until the construction was completely finished.
Right.
But they can do what Grand Fondo did. They can get the state to close down a stretch of 9W for a couple hours.
Yeah, that worked out, actually.
Yeah. Just in case anybody is wondering, the other thing that Larry mentioned was, and Lutzi brought it to my attention, at 80 River Road. It used to be an area on the riverside that was secure. It had railroad ties holding up the wall, and cars used to park on it. And after Sandy, it pretty much, the parking area buckled. It's only about 10 feet wide, not 20 that it was. And it's got a wooden fence post, a rope. That's the area there. And there's no guardrail there. And clearly on River Road, that is the worst, most dangerous place for a car to jump a curb and go straight into the river. And I brought that to Larry's attention. I sent an email to Sikander, and that's the other issue that Larry is suggesting I move over to Skip when I talk to him about the...
Yeah, I think Joe's absolutely right. And I suspect that it has to do with when they put these plans together, that it might've been before Sandy. We started this whole planning thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
2005.
We started the planning thing 18 years ago when I went on the board. Very it was the first good. Thing I talked yeah. about.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. And I don't know if the engineer who signed the plans actually walked through the village recently and checked those out. But that is the most dangerous omission.
I'm surprised nobody brought it up when they were putting the guardrails in.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's not too late. They haven't done any work up there. They can still put that stretch in. And I'm going to recommend they do that because seriously, I mentioned that it could fall into the river at any time. And that would also undermine the new construction of the road. So,
yes.
Larry, there's some people in the waiting room. Sent me an email.
I think I let everyone in. Who sent you the email? Charlie?
Charlie, yes.
Yeah, he's in now.
Okay.
Right, Charlie, you're there, aren't you?
Yep. I'm here.
I'm sorry. I apologize to all of you because normally I don't do this. Normally I have it set up so that there's just the password, which is 151, you know, the number of Village Hall. And somehow, I guess I made a mistake and it says admit people. So I'll correct it for the next board meeting. Okay, let's do the item number 7. Somebody want to read the resolution?
I'll read it.
7.
Resolve that a public hearing will be held by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Grandview and Hudson on the 18th day of July, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. at the Village Hall, 151 River Road, Grandview, New York, 10960, and by Zoom, to consider the adoption of a proposed local law entitled A Local Law Authorizing the Use of Video Conferencing for Meetings of the Board of Trustees, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and the Planning Board, and be it further resolved that copies of the proposed local law are available for public review at the Office of the Village Clerk Treasurer and on the village website, and be it further resolved that the village clerk treasurer is hereby authorized and directed to publish and post notice of the time and place of such hearing in the manner provided by law.
Okay, motion. Catherine made the motion. Who wants a second? Joe is seconding. All in second. Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. Aye. Mayor's report, I'll defer to Joe because, you know, the most interesting thing about the village has been the road. And I get Joe will tell you the good news. I Lorena and Joe really are the two experts. I want to publicly thank Lorena for the incredible job she's done night after night.
Yes.
Coming out with that thing. I've been out of commission for a while, and Lorena not only composed the thing but figured out how to do the Facebook postings so that
Lorena, I hope you feel the love emanating from all
and the respect
and respect. Yeah.
And you know, something I've noticed is if I ask her a question coming just from me, she answers it immediately. I'm very grateful for that.
You're very welcome, and it's been a it's been an honor to do this, and it's sort of my love thy neighbor gesture to the village. And everyone has been very kind.
Thankful to have you.
Lorena, what happened to the driveway mediation? I thought they were starting that this week.
Yes.
I even moved one of my cars.
Yeah, I saw that. They have to arrange for an asphalt company.
Yes.
Or a subcontractor. There's some, when they're only doing a couple of feet or a couple of inches, I don't know, they can do the asphalt themselves, but for any distance, they need to arrange for a company. And when I spoke to Randy on Friday, it sounded like he was going to be working on that, but I didn't think it was going to happen this week. And especially with rain coming on Wednesday.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But Lorena, there was something else. I had to sign permission for them to do asphalting on my driveway. In other words, once they came onto my land, there was a written permission that I had to give, which of course I was delighted to give because I would like to have easy access from the road to my driveway.
Yes.
Everyone yes. had to sign that, Jane. We have one also.
Okay, well, it hadn't been mentioned before. That's why I brought it up.
Mm. Yeah, I think they handled that privately with each individual. So I think the dig at 143 is sucking up most of their manpower. But I expect once they start going with the drain work that they will get they'll figure out when they're going to do the asphalt and then try and do as many of them as they can. I pulled it out because it didn't sound like it was going to happen this week. But I can.
It may happen within several weeks, as opposed to 6 months.
Yes, it will, because they are motivated to try and tie up all the loose ends on this south end of the village. I also have been advocating, whenever I can get anybody to listen to me, that we need warning. Residents need more than a day of warning, because even though it's only a couple of hours that you can't be driving on a driveway, people need to know that in case they have appointments and obligations and things.
Of the asphalt?
Yeah.
Okay.
How fast is the asphalt set?
I think it's a matter of hours. I don't think it's not an overnight thing. I think we'll know more about it. Sadly, this time of year is a big season, high season for asphalt work. Crazy. So, you know, ours might not be a large job. So there may be some scheduling delays potentially.
I noticed that they were doing some excavation down by Kathleen Sanders' house. Is that the beginning of the process, or is that unrelated? Of that culvert.
I believe it's the beginning of the process. I talked to one of Sikander's inspectors, and he said they were just moving some utilities. So I think that's the start.
Yeah, they have to move the water line first.
And then I saw
water first, then gas.
Yeah, they had a big powwow down there on Friday with, you know, there. I just went to the curb, looked down and said, oh, a lot of hard hats down there. I'm not going down there. I mean, there were like, you know, a dozen of them. So I think there might be some movement. I saw a Veolia or whatever the name of it is now these days, truck go by today, but there was no action down there today.
Oh, there were Fletcher Creamer trucks down there.
On Friday.
Yeah.
So just to go back to how long it's going to take the asphalt and the driveways to cure, my driveway, they're going to do a saw cut. They're going to remove the asphalt that's there, and they're going to rebuild with new asphalt and pack macadam. And they're going to come down almost 15 feet on my driveway. So that naturally is going to take more time than someone who just has, a 2 foot fill in behind the sidewalk. So I think there's not going to be any set. You can't use your driveway for an hour, 3 hours, 5 hours. Yeah. It's all going to be independent and upon case.
But there will be some period of time when you'll be inconvenienced in that regard.
Hopefully they will confer with us, and Lorena, you will emphasize.
I have, and I continue to say, listen, we just need to be warned. You know, there's a lot of individual cases. I mean, Joe's case is pretty extreme. Other cases, my goodness, the Catons next to us, I mean, there's a gap this big. Their driveway is actually this much higher than the sidewalk. So each thing will be addressed. And they'll probably hit the when they probably do the work, it'll probably be the driveways that are the most similar, all get done at the same time. And then they'll deal with the individual circumstances.
Right. Okay. I think they've done a nice job cleaning up the mountainside with the topsoil and the seeding.
Yeah. That very impressive.
And that was done very quickly.
I was really surprised about that.
Yeah. We've already had conversations with Sikander that we do not want topsoil and grass seed on the outside between the sidewalk guardrail and our property because it's a difficult thing to mow. Impossible. So we have arrangements where they're just going to put down good topsoil and Mutzi is going to plant some sort of vine or vegetation.
Yeah, a pachysandra would be perfect there.
Well, we have pachysandra that's growing out that way anyway, so.
It'll move into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I want these little purple flowers that Mutzi has in the backyard. But
vinca. You mean vinca?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's what they are.
Yeah, Vink is a great ground cover.
Yeah, but
okay, Joe, we're into your report.
Well, actually, my report was Lorena's report on the road. The other thing I wanted to talk about is I'm in the process of reviewing our justice court, and that's an ongoing thing because we've found out that. It doesn't seem to be operating as smoothly as it should. And I had a...
Can you be more specific?
Not in open meeting. I just want...
We're going to go into executive session, Jane. And we'll talk about that.
It is being reviewed. It's not, you know, a major issue. But there are some things because of the transition between clerks and COVID and processes that have changed that it kind of slipped away from us because when South Nyack Police Department collapsed, the court kind of got separated and lost in the mix, which was my responsibility previously. Somehow it just got away. So I just wanted everyone to know that I've had conversations with Doris and I've had conversations with our justice and speak to Julie about this. And I'll be speaking to the justice clerk later this week. And just want everyone to know that it's being addressed.
Charlie, you want to say something? No. Okay, Jonathan's not here. Catherine.
Okay, I have a couple things. This week we submitted a new grant proposal for the trail project. Thanks to Julie for that. And what it will do is it will piggyback on the SAM grant and give us hopefully close to $300,000 to do, you know, to complete all the drainage work and the station lane, you know, adaptations, you know, that we're looking for. In other news, we have a small committee of people who are meeting on Friday to plan for the gardening and planting at Village Hall. So perennials and annuals. And I understand that the sign is ready.
Yay.
Did we pick it up yet?
No, Joe is going to pick it up.
Okay, great. So it's going to be picked up and then we'll find a way to get it installed. We decided not to have them install it because they were going to charge us like $1,500. And I thought that was like too much.
Absurd.
So we'll get it delivered. Joe will do it. And then we'll figure out a way to stick it.
Maybe we could have the road crew just bore a hole for us.
Right. just bring Jill over. She'll tell you to put it where to put it, and boom. So, yeah, so that's my report.
I think that the evergreens we planted on the north end have taken really well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They called emerald something.
Well, yeah, if you remember, that's the emergency funds that you released for me and Mutzi to run those garden right. hoses and that drip irrigation
right.
to save them because they
know, the question of upkeep. Julie, do we have a landscaper or somebody who does the lawn?
Yes, we have somebody who comes and cuts the lawn.
I mean, we're gonna have to look at the question of upkeep for, you know, the garden, the flowers and stuff. I mean, this is not something that any of the volunteers want to do. If we have just like a regular, just to be sure in arid conditions, if things are watered and that sort of thing. So we'll talk about that on Friday.
Did we ever review the existing sprinkler system that was destroyed when they put the parking lot in it? Have we ever vetted that out to see if that's usable?
Yeah, I think we need to restore it.
Yeah, I think that there is a power head in there, and it might just be a situation where we run some underground tubing, you know, which they do without doing very much damage at all, and just put some sprinkler heads around the property. We can get it back to all being automatic.
That would be good.
I thought we already were involved with Aquascape because they're good at that sort of thing.
I have no idea.
I remember we once had a meeting with like one of their top people about what plants to put where. I think you were there, Catherine.
Yeah, I know. And I
that was the contract we had with the people who did the parking lot.
Yeah. Right.
That was their contract. They had
right
in their contract with us. It was part of their agreement that they would do plantings.
And they did do planting. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, but you know, in terms of like kind of a more permanent upkeep kind of situation. Anyway, we'll be discussing that at our gardening meeting on Friday.
Okay, Jane, your turn.
Okay. I had two garbage issues that I have tried to take care of. And what I've been doing during this meeting is looking for all of my notes on the calls. One was the gentleman who lives next to the call. He has the last property on the-
Right, next to 14.
Yeah, right. Is his last, well, I'm not sure of his name.
Fischler,
yes, that's what I thought. I called him four times. He never answered my call, never. So I went ahead and talked to Pete about seeking a solution to his problem. And Pete agreed to not unload garbage and transfer it from one truck to another in front of his property. He did not feel that he could go under the bridge as you suggested, Larry, because there either was no lighting or it wasn't our property or something. So in other words, he worked out a place where he could do it, and he, I believe, is doing that. So I think that was resolved. What was disappointing to me was that I was offering help and I received, and he was very, you know, very upset about the situation. And he never bothered to call me when I was trying to help him. The second thing involved a woman whose name, I've been looking for all my notes while we've been having this meeting and I can't find any of them. The woman who was having problems with Pete because she was putting her garbage in different places every week, and Pete was having trouble with that. He said it was very, she lived on the, not the riverside, the other side, up a hill. And I explained to her that she had to be, that Pete was actually very easy to get along with. I gave her Pete's telephone number for her to be able to contact him directly if she needed to do so. And I told her that she should not leave her garbage in the middle of her hill because that made it very difficult for him to pick up. And since that time, I have heard neither from Pete nor from her. So I think that issue was resolved also. I find that the best way to handle these things is to be genuinely empathetic and really work toward a solution. And usually that involves the person who is complaining, and I get them to see another side. And the person who is, making the problem. But that was really impossible with the gentleman who was complaining so bitterly about the refuge in that lot. And I think he had a right to complain about that. I really hope we can solve
it. That's why we're taking action on it at the next meeting. So we'll see.
So that's my report. I've done the best I could with both of those people.
That resident seems to communicate better through Facebook. I don't know why, but it seems that's the only way to have a conversation with him.
Oh, really? I didn't have a Facebook
conversation.
Yeah.
What did you say, Joe?
I said it's a good way to avoid a conversation.
No, I usually...
Not you, the person who communicates through Facebook.
Yeah, well,
some people, that's true. That some people, that's the way they communicate, though. So
yeah, but I feel it's nice if I intervene personally and let them know that I'm really trying.
Are you on Facebook, Jane?
Yes, I am on Facebook for myself, but not on the Village Facebook.
Well, if you ask to join, we'll admit you.
Just go to the Village Facebook.
Thank you.
Okay, Jane, the only other question I had about natural resources, your area. First of all, I am sympathetic to Pete and John that with the construction going on, garbage pickup has been really complicated.
Yes.
And so, you know, I forgive some of their shortcomings at the moment.
They're picking up the garbage later, aren't they?
Because I think they're trying to, but, you know, yes. Doris can tell you that small truck is contrary to what our contract says.
Yeah. I had sent him a letter about a month or two ago.
I didn't know.
I never heard a response.
Can you fax a copy over to Jane?
What do you want me to do with it, Larry?
Well, you should just discuss it with him. The truck, you know, by contract, it's the smaller truck is supposed to be a closed truck. Not this open thing with sheets of plywood hanging off it.
Well, the sheets of plywood were to prevent things from falling out and disturbing people.
Well, if it was a closed truck, that wouldn't be a problem.
So he's supposed to have what? A closed
truck? Doris, if you can cover that to me, I'll get it to Jane.
That's going to be asking a lot.
You know, I think so, too.
We pay him a lot.
All we have to do, he's got to put a cover on the top. It's not necessarily a closed truck, but it's a leak proof. The truck is supposed to be leak proof and covered he can cover it with the tarp to make sure nothing falls off.
Okay, he could do a tarp, Jane.
Sure. Send me that letter, Doris. And if you have any personal notes that you think I should emphasize in the conversation,
I will.
I'm more than willing to do so.
But to use your words, Jane, we are empathetic to the fact that it's very hard to work around this construction for them.
I think part of John is getting complaints. He doesn't have a very large truck. I think that's part of the problem. But I think that would be an awful lot to ask of him.
John has picked up my garbage at 8:30 at night sometimes.
Luckily, we have a lot of light now, and the road should be all fixed up by the time it starts to get dark again early.
I'm not sure. He gets mine late, but I'm not sure what time. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, if you have nothing else, is there an attorney's report, Doris? Anybody suing us?
No, I have nothing, Mayor.
Oh, good. That's always good news. So we're going to adjourn out of the board meeting into executive session. So I'll have to ask everyone else to sign out.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. All.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, Richard and Devin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So the main purpose of this is, you know, as you all know, we can go into executive session to discuss contracts, personnel, things like that. So this is mainly going to be Joe's. Joe's going to be the speaker on this one. He's been doing a lot of work on justice court. Joe, leave it up to you.
Well, this all.
Wait. I could. We don't record executive session, right, Doris?
No.
And if nobody has anything else, we can adjourn the meeting if somebody moves for adjournment.
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Are we meeting at Village Hall next month?
Yes.
We're working on it. We're going to try and do a hybrid where a few of us put laptops and face masks.
So you'll let us know for sure.
We'll see.
Maybe no, we have to. Next month, it's not a question. Next month, we must meet at Village Hall. Okay. Unless there's, you have an extraordinary circumstance.
Yeah, that's what it said. That's what it says.
How many rooms do we have in Village Hall?
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody face to face. Okay.
So. We have the conference room. We have Doris's office. We have the kitchen. We have, I think, at least three rooms downstairs.
I don't have an office.
Did I say Doris's office? I meant the judge. I said Julie has an office.
Oh.
So if we have three rooms downstairs, Julie could be in her office. Larry could be in the conference room. I'll be in the kitchen cooking. Doris could be upstairs in one of the bedrooms. Jane, Catherine, fun rooms. So everyone could be at Village Hall, but not in the same room.
That sounds wildly inefficient.
Don't worry about it.
We're all on a Zoom call at the same
time. We'll try to do it the old-fashioned slash hybrid way. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll bring my computer.
Okay, just remind us.
Thank you, everybody.
Sure enough.
Good night.
Night.